I know that that's not part of what we're talking about tonight, but I think they need to be considered. Number one, actually, my main point is that the coverage is much greater than 19% because most of it's like about half of this is not buildable. And then I think going forward, we need broader notification on drainage issues before a permit should be granted. Thank you.
Actually, are you going to have comments?
Not yet, but
all right.
Go ahead.
So, my comment to the applicant is along those same veins. So, obviously, the entire yard is actually a lot smaller than what appears on the map because you really have a little marsh in the back, and we've talked about how the wetland keeps encroaching. About a week and a half ago, you and I discussed maybe an option for the north that could alleviate that. I hate to make that a condition, but that would really help. If it were possible, I don't know if I could make a condition because, it's way off the map, actually. If you can zoom out, I can show you. So, keep going. There you go. So right there is a possibility. We talked about an option of maybe an overflow that would really help pretty much all these homes in here. Even if it were physically possible, the permitting process would be pretty steep, I would think. So I can't guarantee that would be accepted by permitting agencies. So the question is that, have you looked into that? Is that a possibility?
Sure. May I?
Sure.
Was there other?
Anyone else here for this matter?
So the question that the city engineer brought up on that, a possibility of getting a drain off of the wetland area, you brought that up with me, Glenn, I'd say a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. What I did is I reached out to Max Oaks, the guy who was trying to develop that land to the north of that, to see if when they did their wetland impacts and they did their topo surveys to see if they had any data on that parcel, to see if it's all full of wetlands or is it not wetlands, to figure out if on the permitting side what that would take to see if that's a possibility to go through that piece. That little sliver is owned by the Windham Hills Homeowners Association, and I have not reached out to them yet regarding this, but my feeling would be as if that would be an acceptable way to drain that. Every neighbor, and Tom is absolutely correct, it affects every neighbor on that conservancy. That I wouldn't imagine there'd be an issue with that, you know, using that land because it's not buildable anyway, to put a drain through it. Can you? Yeah, that parcel there, that little sliver is
that
cornfield is essentially. Yep. And there is a pipe, a gas line of some sort running through that area, and I think that's to the north of that yet.
It's up here.
It's a little bit further north. To see if that would be an option. I think regardless of whatever size home is built on my property, the drainage of the conservancy or wetland, which is, I think, 7 or 8 acres, is going to be an issue. Regardless of any home size, that property was left 2 feet or 3 feet lower than what proposed finished grade on the plat would be when this was developed in the mid-90s. And since it sat vacant over the years, that wetland had, you know, creeped onto the property. I have been able to go back through the DNR, the Army Corps of Engineers, and get the most of that wetland exempted because it was created after a certain date. It wasn't there. So that most of that can't go away. It can pretty much get back close to where the neighbors are. Then you could fill the rest of that in. So there is more. There's as much buildable land there as a lot of the other neighbors have as far as a percentage of wetland in their backyard going through that. But regardless of whatever size home is built on it, there is an overflow issue in that pond. I know for years I was out there many times with Rod Romeis, with Jerry, the old superintendent, you know, going through that. There is a very small 6-inch pipe that drains from 2 lots to the north that goes into the storm sewer. That is
right
not
there,
a
correct.
That would be mine. So you go 2 more lots to the north. Yeah, right between those two. That's the only pipe that controls the overflow on that. There's been times over the years when Edward's electrical boxes in the backyard have been almost underwater And since this lot is low, it basically controls the high water level from, this is the lowest point for the water to seep over. Heavy rains, it'll literally come over the property, over the curb and drain that way.
Can I add a comment while you're speaking, Greg?
Sure.
Greg's right. There is a, between, I think, 7544 and 7522, there is a drain now, and that the flowage of that actually goes under the road and essentially goes towards Wolf Hole, and the parcel across the street from where I am now, because of the slope of the road, the drainage actually would be going not towards Wolf Hole, but unless you, like you're talking about, going north to drain it at the north end of the subdivision. But right now, that flow is essentially would go south rather than north. And I've seen this where it's overflowed the storm sewer go over the hump in the road and over to the other side. And I have really good landscaping, and I have a sump pump, two sump pumps in there just to keep that lot dry right now. And I live across the street from that. And there is the flowage from that does an impact also if it can go that way. Monastery Lakes Estates, which is just west of me.
Yeah, so the storm line that there, the storm line that's in the road right now, that whether we run a line, an overflow from this pond into the storm line here, or if we came from this property through here into that storm line, it would be into the same storm system underneath the road, and it would flow down and eventually, say, work its way into the bigger conservancy there off Highway 100. So either way, this does need to get corrected. No one knows how it was built this way and why there was never a proper, there's no overflow or outfall on that thing at all. You see, and it hasn't been a problem because it's now vacant. So,
can I just say
Hold on, wait. You're losing control here. The purpose of a public hearing is for you guys to give us information.
Oh.
And we can respond a little bit.
I just wanted to know how big this house was going to be.
That's appropriate.
The home that's being proposed now is around a 4,000 square foot ranch to go in there. And the pipe that we, just to kind of finish that up, this does need to get corrected. I had talked with the city engineer for a while about doing a pipe through this property that could, a proper sized outfall that would tie into the city storm. I did have one designed to do that, that I was going to give the city an easement, maintenance easement for that piece, that so that could get installed. And then he suggested, maybe we come up through here. So I'm looking into that to see if the grates would work or if the possibility would work that way. But one way or another, that needs to get in before any home is built here, regardless of the size.
Okay. This is important stuff, but it's not what we're talking about tonight. So the city engineer is here. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone else? Okay, I'll close the public hearing on this matter. Questions from the commission? Alderman Daniel?
Well, I know we're not supposed to be talking about elevations, but the elevation to your right is at 219, and then it slopes down to 217. Your parcel's at 215, and it slopes to the back end down to 214, okay? And then you've got the other parcel on the other side that's at 216. So my question is, Joel, were those, when they set those pads on both sides of this lot, were they proper?
Don't know for sure. I guess it would be probably not, but I don't know that for sure. It depends what the final plans show.
And so is this the recommendation? Saying is what's going to be his pad set at? Is he going to be filling in to get this more even? So that's their concern. Okay.
Without checking the records, I would say that the pads were built where they were supposed to. We do have certifications that the pad elevations and finished floor elevations are accurate.
Okay.
We do not have certification as of yet as far as the drainage, once the landscaping gets done for everything. But unless they were given waivers, which was on rare occasions, I would say that they're probably not accurate.
Yeah, because I see the property here is at 219, and it slopes all the way down to 214, so he's got a 5-foot drop before he hits that wetland. So I see where the relief comes in, Greg. It flows right onto here. But the question is once you build and then you've got that equal slope going down, that's where the engineer is saying, hey, we've got to answer something off of Warfel or a drain pipe to direct it. But I'm also concerned, and I'm glad you reached out to Oaks, that's an approved plan. And they've got a wetland. You approved a retention pond down there, too, as well. But that's way down on the east side, isn't it? So,
we're talking about water. We're talking about
building. Yeah, we're talking about building. But also the building, I believe I saw some agreements that you agreed to go to our limits of 18%.
Yes. When I first applied for this, it wasn't an area exception. I was instructed I had to apply for a variance of some sort. And I've done a handful of these in the past on other properties, and they've all been variances. And when we did that, it came up that no, it can't be. It's not a variance, it's an area exception. And then once I had submitted this stuff and the public hearing went out, I was corrected that or informed that you can't be more than 20% bigger than what the code says, which would make it 18%, not 19. And there wasn't actually any time to redraw any plans and I didn't want to change the request from what the public hearing or the notice was.
Yes. I mean, we'll make a motion. I mean, cutting it back, we see square footage.
Oh,
I'm still asking.
No. Yeah. It is 7:30.
I see that 19% represents 5,215 square feet. That including the garages?
Correct. The garage is the front porch, the whole area under roof. The house itself is around.
Because you had made a comment of 4,000 square feet.
When most people talk about how big their home is, they talk about the size of the house. They don't count the garage. So we're just trying to use common.
Okay. I just want to make sure that they understand the numbers. That'll cut it down, so we're going to make a motion. A motion to recommend approval of an application for an area exception to allow for construction of a single-family residence structure, which will increase lot coverage by approximately 3.9%. Or 3%. Application requests an area exception from Table 15-3.0204 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 18% or 4,940 square feet, exceeding the R3E Suburban Estate Single Family Resident District maximum lot coverage standard of 0.15 to 15%, which is 4,117 square feet. The property located at 7570 South Kensington Way, Lot 59 of Wyndham Hills Edition, Number 1 Subdivision.
Is there a second?
Second, I have a comment.
So
just to talk to the residents out there that when you increase the size of the house, it does increase the amount of, quote, fill that will back up the water. So I think that was an appropriate conversation. I guess I'd suggest to you that we can't make it a condition on this that the improvements be made up at Woeful Road or something like that, but I would encourage the whole homeowners association to work with the developer to make that work. So I think it would solve everybody's problems and say we work with you best we can.
They would like to start 2 hours earlier. So right now they're long. Start at 7. They'd like to start at 5 in the morning. In exchange for that, they would shut down an hour earlier each night. Instead of 9, it would be at 8. and they would not be open on Sundays. City engineer and I had discussed this matter. Related matter was during those real hot days, they had asked for some extra hours for them for those days as well. And with the condition that they contact the adjacent neighbors to make sure that they were okay, it sounds like that hadn't been done. So we are adding that as a proposed condition that would be in the resolution, that they have to contact those neighbors this time to make sure they have no major concerns. If they did have major concerns, then we'd be coming back here. And they can't get those changed hours until they contact those
neighbors. Okay. Justin's here.
Yes, sir.
Justin continues to get beat up for Walsh's mistakes. Hello, Justin. How are you?
Good, sir. Yourself?
Let's just see what happens. So, any questions from staff?
How's the behaving so far?
The only thing I heard was some excess sediment on the roads.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm not
aware. Walsh knows too.
To address that that issue, that complaint, we did hire a street sweeper to come through basically hourly, along with regrading the front of the road. And since we've had no complaints, typically any of the complaints were coming from the residents along County Line Road. I've stopped by all of their houses. I've talked to a number of them. None of them seem to have a complaint regarding the hours request of change, I believe. Town of Raymond as well sent out notices to all of the owners of the residences, and we don't see anybody here tonight. Obviously, the change to 5 a.m. is requested based off of production on the contractor's request. The project is relatively on schedule, but a couple of hours extra every day in the morning, especially during the hot temperatures, put us at an advantage to finish the project on time. Quicker it gets done, obviously the sooner the Elm Road intersection there and off-road off-ramp opens up for accessibility to the city frame.
Yeah.
Motion.
So just to clarify, I don't know that residents have not been contacted, as Mr. Deal said. We just know that when I reach out to the Department of Transportation, they were not aware that they had been contacted. So I guess I'd like to suspend the rules and allow the public to make comments. You know, there's at least one person who may make a comment.
I'll
second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Regular, we just suspend the order of business so the public can speak. So that's what we're asking.
Wait, Doug Schwartz, Village Ramus trustee, and remember that supervisor. Now,
well,
thank you.
We need to work together more.
I know. We got to work on an issue for. Anyhow, I did. Glenn reached out to me. Appreciate he did that. I got a hold of our clerk, and we went 1,500 feet west, and she sent letters out to all the homeowners. No one came. We invited them to come if they had concerns or contact us. They had concerns, apparently. So, and we haven't heard any complaints to the village on it, so we'd have no problem. Sooner to get those.
Your village to
Village Raymond, really, we have no complaints from residents, so I don't see no issues.
Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Okay, the condition's still in the
motion. Ready to go back to business? Okay. Do we have to go back to business?
Yes.
Motion. All those in favor of the return of the motion, please?
Aye.
Aye.
So I did feel the complaint last week from the police department, who was fielding some complaints from some residents that said that they are seen by the road. I do know that they've been street sweeping quite often during rainy weather. It's just really tough to keep all your mud on your site. It'd be nice to see you do something to improve it, to keep mud from getting out there to begin with. Would be appreciated. As far as the location of the city, I mean, it's obviously not affecting any Franklin residents. If Raymond residents are okay, I'd be supportive of allowing extra hours.
Okay.
I've got a motion then to approve resolution to amend resolution number 2019-002, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a portable concrete batch plant and a construction laydown yard for Ozingo Ready Mix Concrete Inc. on property located at 11027 South 27th Street to change the days and hours of operation to the concrete batch plant. Now let's eliminate number one, because I think based on comment that they've reached out and with the representative from the town of Raymond, I think we're okay to move forward. Or the village of Howard. Yeah.
Okay, motion on the floor to approve with the elimination of condition one. Is there a second?
Second.
Question? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?